From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgium police search for bombing suspect. They released a photo of the suspects in Tuesday's bombings at the Brussels airport and a subway station. The photograph shows a man wearing a black hat, a light-colored jacket, and sunglasses pushing an airport luggage cart alongside two other men who are believed to have been suicide bombers. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for the attack. A suspect in last year's Paris attack, Salah Abdeslam, was arrested in Brussels last week, and David Gartstein-Ross of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies says there may be a connection.
If it is a part of the Abdeslam cell, then that's very significant. It represents the very first time that jihadists in Europe were able to carry out a major attack, and then the same cell was able to carry out another follow-on attack. That hasn't happened before.
At least 30 people were killed in Tuesday's attack in Brussels. Appealing directly to the Cuban people in Havana, President Barack Obama says it is time for the U.S. and Cuba to move beyond their Cold War differences and begin a new journey toward a future that will benefit both nations.
The history of the United States and Cuba encompass revolution and conflict, struggle and sacrifice, retribution and now reconciliation. It is time now for us to leave the past behind.
Mr. Obama spoke in a televised address from the El Gran Teatro de Havana, with Cuban President Raul Castro seated in a balcony across from him, doing that before leaving the country. Partial results from Niger's presidential runoff election show incumbent Mamadou Issoufou is heading for a landslide victory, according to Reuters. Niger's Electoral Commission says Issoufou has received 93% of the vote. This is VOA News.